So, fiddle me this. It's been said that baseball is America's favorite pastime, and that it's tough to argue. Baseball should hold a place in the heart of every American. So should fiddling. Since its arrival on this side of the pond, fiddle music has been passed down mother to son, friend to foe, south to north, east to west, and every nook and cranny along the way. Tunes take on new meanings, new names, new feels from person to person. Shaped by local community and purpose and region, fiddle music truly captures the spirit of a people. Across America, we can hear this tradition. I'm JT, and these are some of today's fiddlers playing their tunes and sharing tales. Welcome to Fiddle Me This.
It's Halloween. We've come upon the second full moon of the month, and the 11th of 13 full moons in this bizarre year they call 2020. Has trick-or-treating been canceled in your area? Maybe you don't trick-or-treat anyway. Well, that's okay. You can still pick a fiddle, or even dress up as one of your favorite dead fiddlers. To start you off, here's a spooky little tune called John and Annie's. You're listening to Fiddle Me This, the Halloween episode.
It arrived.
Oh, hey, who's your favorite dead fiddle player?
I would have to say probably Scotty Stoneman, but there's a lot. There's definitely, but he's been at the top of the list, like, since I first heard him when I was about 15 or so. His fiddling just made me crazy.
Yes.
There's not, what can you say after you've heard him fiddle? It's like got all of the fire and soul and freedom and creativity and roots and just like tone. Like it, he's got it all. Everything that I love about this kind of music, it always pushes the boundaries, and it sounds like he's always right on the edge. But it's
he was
like
pushing for that time. And Ronnie wrote that. Have you read her autobiography?
No, I should.
It's great. She talks some about him growing up and saying they'd be, you know, when they was kids, he was always trying to hide out under the window or whatever, trying to make it sound like a whatever animal, and they were. He was always trying to trick them, you know.
I totally believe that, like, because that. When I listened to The Mockingbird, yeah, he totally. Had so he goes, many good oh, sounds, and also on
yep.
Lee Highway Blues,
yep.
He had the great, like, car
exactly.
Sounds, woodpecker, that's
yep.
right on. Yeah.
You know, JT, you should know that, you know how a lot of young teen girls, you know, on their walls will have posters of, you know, over the, whatever, Justin Bieber back in the day, might have been Peter Frampton or something like that, and then they got their various concert tickets up and whoever the heck. Well, Annie's bedroom in her parents' house where she was raised, it's an attic room, right? So it's got slanted ceilings.
Slanted ceilings.
And her bed is right underneath one of the slanted ceilings. And so right over her bed is this massive poster of Chubby Wise.
What sure would be scary coming up here in about a week if you was walking around these streets, half Scotty Stoneman, half Chubby Wise. Trick-or-treating out there.
Whoa! I don't even know how that would be.
A window into JP's mind there.
Well, I guess I just assume you're dressing up for Halloween.
I think you just figured out your Halloween costume. I think that you would make a better Scotty Stoneman or Chubby Wise now with your beard than I would, because he had your beard.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Thank you.
If you're gonna, who's your favorite dead? If you're gonna dress up Halloween, who's your favorite dead?
My favorite dead fiddler.
Well, who's your favorite dead fiddle player that you might very possibly be dressing up as this Halloween?
My favorite dead fiddle player. I feel like there's not many that are dead. I guess
you can dress up as your favorite living one.
I'm gonna go with the cliche answer, which is Kenny Baker.
Kenny Baker. Well, nobody's said that yet, so I don't know if it's cliche. We've definitely had Isaac and Louise were here playing some Kenny tunes.
Oh, cool.
And
who was Isaac's favorite dead fiddle player?
Dick Barrett.
Cool.
I've got some of his overalls and some of his hats, so yeah, I could Halloween. Definitely.
I think he could.
This year for Halloween, if you're gonna go, you gotta dress up as your favorite fiddle player.
I just don't feel like that's dressing up.
It's becoming a theme. We're talking about our favorite dead fiddle players.
Oh yeah.
Before.
Well, I do have all the accoutrements.
You really do. Well, then I think you would do it because you don't really like dressing up anyway.
That's true. I don't consider that dressing up. That's just putting on comfortable clothes.
Thank you.
dress up this Halloween as your favorite dead fiddle player?
Oh.
Male or female, or whatever. Who would it be, and why?
That is a hard question. I'm not really a favorites person, because I enjoy so many different things based on my mood, but...
I feel that hard.
But my favorite, the one that I always listen to, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, they're enjoying what they're doing so much. They're having so much fun. They're having a blast playing. Terry Morris has always been so entertaining to listen to as a fiddle player, you know, from a fiddle player's perspective. There's just something about the energy that they put into the music that they're playing.
Definitely, and one of the legends, man. One of my heroes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sure, yeah. You can never put him on and not just keep listening.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah, I can listen to him for hours. For sure.
I wonder what kind of pants he wore.
Probably, I couldn't guess.
Well, I've seen him. Everything I always seen, you know, he's wearing them, probably Wranglers.
That's what I would belt, guess, you know. Yeah, yeah.
She worked there in Colorado.
Big belt buckle.
Yeah.
Fancy button up.
10-gallon hat.
Yep.
Like a classic East Texan.
Yeah, that'd be him, I think, yeah. I could totally do that. I could do that for Halloween. I'm my favorite fiddle player for Halloween. Oh, that'd be a blast.
Thank you.
Fiddle Me This was funded in part by Bubbaville, a nonprofit dedicated to the educational and cultural enrichment of the Portland metro region through traditional music and dance. A staple on the West Coast, the Portland Old Time Gathering has been going for more than 20 years and brings national and regional American traditional musicians together. Go to bubbaguitar.com for more information. Thanks, Bubbaville, for sponsoring Fiddle Me This.
Hi, folks. It's Podland's number one producer, Liam Flanagan, and I just want to let you know about sponsors. If you're a business owner or manager and you are looking for a great way to get your product out there, becoming a podcast sponsor is just that. Podcasts are listened to all over the world. Podland has had visits from places like Kenya, Ireland, Australia, Vietnam, and almost all 50 states. What's up, Alaska? Don't you like podcasts? Anyway, becoming a podcast sponsor could be the way to give your business the boost it may need. To become a Podland podcast sponsor, contact me, Liam Flanagan, at liam@podland.productions. That's liam@podland.productions.
Now, you mentioned to me some of your heroes in talking about that last tune we played a minute ago. Who would be some of your favorite dead fiddle players? I know we've got Halloween coming up here, and a lot of people like to dress up in various persuasions. And if you were going to dress up as one of your favorite dead fiddle players, who would it be?
Let's see, I don't know. I mean, somebody would have to lend me a cowboy hat and cowboy boots.
You mean you don't have one laying around?
No, I don't. But, you know, I like Terry Morris and Benny Thomason and, you know, the Texas Fiddlers.
Remember this guy?
I definitely do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wore this shirt for you today because being out here, Weezer, the National Fiddle Championships is so close, and it's the biggest festival out here for fiddle music and whatnot. Draws a lot of different types of fiddle players and people.
Brad Pinkerton really was one of the most amazing, kind, gentle fiddle proponents. He was a very big fiddle supporter. He would make t-shirts. He would bring them to the National Fiddle Contest. He would play guitar and tenor guitar till wee hours of morning and then, you know, sleep a bunch and get some energy. But he absolutely loved fiddle tunes and would sing, would holler, would raise hell, and absolutely loved anything that had to do with fiddle playing.
What do you think Brad would like to hear right now?
Ooh. I don't think I've played anything in the key of A yet.
Well, play whatever you want.
Okay. How about Miller's Reel?
Whatever you say, boss.
Cool. I just was on Facebook and I heard a really awesome recording of Daniel Carwile just playing Miller's Reel like it was meant to be played. It was the most delightful, nice rendition I have ever heard. So...
Well, don't listen to this. Never mind.
All right.
Just have fun with it.
Totally. Hey, Brad, wherever you are, buddy, I miss you. Here's some Miller's Reel. ¶¶
let me ask you this. Who are some of your favorite Dead fiddle players?
Benny Thomason, Dick Barrett, Lloyd Wanzer.
Gosh, those names come up a lot, don't they, Liam?
Lloyd Wanzer, I bet.
Lloyd Wanzer hasn't come up, but no. Now he was from Idaho, is that correct?
He was from Idaho. Yes, he was.
You don't hear too many people mention his name up here, which I wonder why that is.
Don't know. I don't know. Mainly because the ones that did are now buried, you know, and it's sad because Lloyd Wanzer played with Don Gish a lot, and Harold Allen.
Okay.
All fiddle waltzes. They loved the waltzes. And Lloyd Wanzer was a left-handed fiddle player that I got to meet, you know, when I first started playing
did
fiddle.
Did he play it normally strung, or did he do it backwards?
Backwards.
How about that?
I know who my favorite Dead fiddlers are, and I know who I won't say I'm channeling, but they're in there, you know, fiddling Doc Roberts. I mean, he's in there, John Hartford, Haley, they're just in there. And I remember going to one of the Arizona Old Time Fiddlers Association things, and it's, of course, you know, that's a very different type of old time fiddling. But I asked the then president, I said, name me your three favorite Dead fiddlers. I might have even said, and one of them can't be Bob Wills. We understand that.
Yes.
But they couldn't.
Yeah.
Snake River Reel here. Thank you.
Snake River Reel.
Yeah, I like that tune. I like it a lot.
It's a good old tune.
It is.
And you can hear that on
Early Bird Special.
Early Bird Special.
Special thanks to John, Annie, Jeff, Eileen, Isaac, Louise, Cynthia, Andy, Lily, Dan, and Doug for their contribution to our very special Halloween episode. Thanks for listening. Did something in this episode move you? Leave us a review or comment. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook for more behind-the-scenes content. This has been a Podland production in association with Vita Joe Records and Bubbaville. I'm JT. We'll be back next week with another episode of Fiddle Me This. Thanks for listening.
This has been a Podland Productions production, recorded at Downstairs Studio in Portland, Oregon. For more information on Podland and for more Podland podcasts, go to podland.productions. While you're there, subscribe to the email newsletter for sneak peeks, giveaways, and more. Thanks for listening.
Podland Productions.